Hello, it's Thursday, August the 6th, and tomorrow will be one of our fun Friday moments, and I hope these are helpful. But today we go back to the Psalms, and we're in Psalm 41. And Psalm 41 is almost in contrast to the previous Psalm, Psalm 40. Psalm 40 was upbeat, it was directly quoting words that Jesus himself would fulfill, as Hebrews 10 points out. But this psalm, this is a minor key psalm. This is a psalm that sings the blues. This is a plaintive psalm. David is somewhat melancholy, and in verse 5 of this psalm, he's reliving the experience when he says, "My enemies say of me in malice, 'When will he die and his name perish?'" Well, it begins with a beatitude. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He's called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemies. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In illness, you restore him to full health. So evidently David was surrounded by enemies, but he was also ill, and ill to the point where he thought he might be dying, and that his enemies would just be glad about his death, and they were urging that he might die. In the midst of sickness, in the middle of this psalm, he contemplates himself and his sin, and it all becomes very, very introspective, and a bad conscience seems to dog him. And then in the closing section, and so often in Psalms, you reach a sort of plateau and the sun comes out. Verse 11, "By this I know that you delight in me. My enemy will not shout in triumph over me, but you have upheld me because of my integrity and set me in your presence forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. And amen." And that's the first time, I think, in the Psalms that you have that double repetition, amen and amen. And lots of preachers like to pick that up and use that sometimes during a sermon. A good friend, Dr. John Currid, teaching Old Testament, who often ended his sermons with that double amen, and it comes from Psalm 41. God is pleased with him in his presence forever. And you can only say that if you know and have an assurance that you are in a right relationship with God. And David, he wasn't boasting about his personal integrity. He was boasting about the integrity that God imputes to him, that imputed righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, a psalm, a plaintive psalm, but a psalm that's full of confidence in the Lord, even in the midst of a terrible struggle with sickness. So Psalm 41, make a note of it in your Bible if you're ever sick, and perhaps seriously sick. Psalm 41 might be the psalm for you. Well, the Lord bless you today.